Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States on 1150 AM. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular spiritual and metaphysical radio shows in the world with over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. The purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone help, we can and will make this earth a better place. On today's show, from now till about 2:15 or so, I'll be talking about my upcoming trips to Mount Shasta, a fascinating place, followed by Deborah Stelfox, who, in my opinion, is a wonderful divine matchmaker. She can really help you find your sweetheart, and she's always has a lot of really good wisdom to share. So she'll be on for the rest of the first hour. Then from 3 to 4, I'll be interviewing one of America's best astrologists, Joe Anthony, coming to us live from beautiful Sedona, Arizona. Then tomorrow, on Saturday, June 27th, from 10 a.m. to noon Pacific time, I'll be on my new online radio show from the San Francisco Bay Area. And at 10 o'clock, I'll be, at 10:15, actually, I'll be talking to Hopi elders and other wonderful people on the need for clean water and food for the Hopi. They've had many food shortages from the virus, and they need our help, and we're getting it to them. But your help will be really, really appreciated. That'll be followed by at 11 a.m., with an interview with Q tomorrow. To listen during the show, you can go to a couple different websites. You can go to https://bbsradio, that's boyboysamradio.com/out of this world, or just go to bbsradio.com and click on the purple button for BBS Radio Station 1 anytime during the show. Afterwards, the old shows will be available on my website at Out of This World 1150 at Out of This World 1150.com under past guests at the top. To listen to the new show, you can also call 701-719-4207 or 712-775-6619. Out of This World Radio is a listener-supported show, and your donations are really appreciated. The suggested donation is $5 a month or $50 a year. And to donate, please visit our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. I went to school at the University of California, Berkeley, so this is a homecoming for me to return to the Bay Area to broadcast this new show, and I'll hope you enjoy it. Together, I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. I wanted to tell you, if you missed my Galactic Wisdom Conference in March of this year, the entire conference is available on Crowdcast for just $50. If you'd like to sign up, please go to my website for the conference at www.galacticwisdomconference.com and just click on the live stream tab. There's amazing interviews and presentations by Simon Parks, Alex Collier, James Redfield, Michiko Hayashi, the Moto Peace Project, Professor Jerry Pollack, who's one of the world's most famous water scientists, on the fourth phase of water, as well as myself and many, many others. And with that, I'd like to thank many sponsors of this show, especially Corey and Solomon Kirkland for their beautiful support, as well as my friends Jessica and Randy in Mercer Island, Louise in Bellevue, Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Jem in London, England, Dan and Ursula in Switzerland, Jen, Eric, and Emma Louise in Norway, Tom Palladino, and Michiko Hayashi of the beautiful Emoto Peace Project, who've all helped me raise consciousness and make this world a better place. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for goods and services in over 90 countries. I'm giving free promotional advertising to all small businesses affected by the virus. And if you'd like to get some free advertising, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. With that, I'd always like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website, provides wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, who been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and of course, Eric. At KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. Or toll free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. I've extended my special for readings, and the cost is just $50 for a full 1 hour reading. If you'd like to get some good, hopefully good spiritual advice on your career, love life, or future, please call me or email me My email address again is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or my phone number is 509-750-9793 here in the United States. My trip to Peru has been postponed to October, and if you'd like to go, please send me an email. We're going to be visiting some amazing places, including Machu Picchu, Rainbow Mountain, one of the world's most beautiful mountains with reds, orange, yellows, and other beautiful colors. We'll also be meeting local Inca shaman, and we'll be visiting the south end of Lake Titicaca, which has a portal into a garth in the hollow earth. When I was there in January of this year, a whole group of children from Agartha sang to us from the fourth and fifth dimensions while we were there. We sat in a rock chair on the face of this cliff, and the cliff itself, or the rock, started melting. You could actually see through the cliffs, through the rock, into Agartha and see the city below. But it was an amazing trip, and I hope you can come. The cost is just $497, with airfare and accommodations extra. Psychic readings will also be available, and I hope you can come. With that, I'd like to talk briefly about my upcoming trip to Mount Shasta, and bring on my good friend Deborah Stelfox. She's a wonderful divine matchmaker. She's got a heart of gold, and she really knows how to help people find their sweetheart. I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, from July 1st, which is now only, well, less than a week away, July 1st to the 8th, and again from August 27th to September 3rd. We always see lots of Sasquatch and many UFOs flying around the mountain, and we always meet Adama and the people of Telos in the hollow earth. We also, since 2016, have been experiencing many miracle healings. My eyesight, for example, was actually restored to perfectly clear, crystal clear 2010 eyesight in September of last year, after Adama and the people of Telos gave me a miracle healing. Others have been healed of Lyme's disease. There was a good friend from here in Washington State who came down last September. She was healed of Lyme's disease. She'd had it for 20 years. Another man in August of 2018 came to Shasta, and he'd been suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease for a long time, 10 to 15 years. And I'll never forget the day he was given a miracle healing, and he got up suddenly and ran back to his car, which was about a mile and a half away. It was the first time he'd ran, I think, in about 20 years. And one lady, I witnessed her being given a new pair of legs. She'd been crippled for the past 20 years using a wheelchair and crutches. And it's an amazing story, really. I'll share it with you briefly. She'd been camping at our campsite. She got there late one night. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, she said the Sasquatch surrounded her van on Mount Shasta, and they asked her if she wanted a healing for her legs, and she said yes, would love one. So then, an ET craft from extraterrestrial craft from the Hollow Earth appeared on top of her van. This sounds like Star Trek, but this is what she said, and I could see the results later because she no longer needed her crutches or wheelchair; she threw them away. But anyway, this ET craft beamed a beam of light down into the top of the van. Like on Star Trek, the top of the van opened up. She was transported, beamed aboard the ET craft. She was given a new pair of legs, then put back in the van. The next morning, she woke up, and we were all cooking breakfast, and I saw her get out of her van, and then she was starting to run around yelling at the top of her lungs, "They healed me," over and over again. And I thought she was on drugs. I don't allow drugs on my trips. So I went over to her and I said, "Look, we don't allow drugs. Whatever you're on, you know, you can't stop this." And she said, No, I'm not on drugs. They healed me." And I said, "Who healed you?" And she told me the story of the Adama and the people of Telos, helped by the Sasquatch. And they healed her, and she got rid of her crutches and wheelchair. The cost is just $200, and it pays for camping and other costs. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We also had an amazing experience last July where the commander of the Pleiadians came, beamed himself down, and talked to us for quite a while at our campsite. They're with us there. I recognize their spacecraft. They're rectangular shaped, and they have a large white dot in the middle of it. They're very easy to spot once you know what you're looking for. And they'll be helping us and protecting us, too. According to my Pleiadian friends, there are now 2 million Pleiadian ships now circling the Earth, and they are helping us with the ascension. But they do respect free will, so you have to ask for help. And if I know that the there's a lot of issue that a lot of people are having a difficult time here on the planet. So if you'd like their help, just meditate. Put your hand over your heart and send them lots of love and light, and they will help you. Also, I'm told that Mount Shasta has started to shift into the fifth dimension. So when we're at Mount Shasta next week, we will be visiting a new, much higher dimension mountain. In the fifth dimension, telepathy is very common. Also, all the colors of the rainbow appear much brighter because they're much more of a higher vibration. For example, if you have a red rose, for example, in the fifth dimension versus the third dimension, a fifth dimensional red rose will be very bright and vibrant, and it'll almost shimmer. And it's the same true with plants, true with plants and all kinds of things. There's a physicality in the fifth dimension that's as real as this dimension here, but it's a different kind of physicality, and people in the fifth dimension do not need to eat as much as we do here in the third. People will simply live off prana. They'll still eat, physically eat, but it'll be more of a social time for people to exist. It's a beautiful dimension. It's the dimension that people refer to as heaven, and it's the dimension you go into when you're in the dream state, either the fourth or fifth dimension. There's actually 12 different dimensions, at which case the top dimension, the 12th dimension, is where the supreme being or the prime creator, the entity, is the entity who created all of this. I've also been told as that when this entire planet shifts into the fifth dimension, there will be a new dimension. All the other dimensions will shift one level up. So instead of being 12 different dimensions, there'll be 13 different dimensions with the supreme being at the highest dimension. There's also Carolyn Jerry White, wonderful aura readers in Olympia, Washington, tell me that they have seen for the last couple of years a new eighth chakra being created on top of many people's heads in a diamond shape. And this corresponds to the new shift of the planet into the fifth dimension. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have challenges, but we are well on our path to this new higher dimension, and it'll be a time for peace and prosperity for the planet for many thousands of years. And I just want to leave people with that nice little thought. I'll be discussing Mount Shasta again tomorrow on BBS Radio from the San Francisco Bay Area. And if you'd like to tune in again, you just go to BBS Radio, that's boyboysamradio.com, and click on the live stream button for BBS Radio Station 1 using the purple circle on that website. It's very simple. And I encourage everyone to listen to that. It should be a wonderful show. I'll also be having Q on the show as well. And I will be bringing back some Hopi elders to talk about how things are going now in the Hopi reservation with getting food and clean water to the Hopi. They're beautiful people, and I'm so happy we've been able to help them. With that, I'd like to bring on my good friend Deborah Stelfox. She's a wonderful lady, and she describes herself as a love matchmaker. And she specializes in helping people find love and their true soulmates. Deborah, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm fabulous, and I love that the sun is shining in Seattle. It's a good metaphor.
always a good metaphor, absolutely.
and being a spiritual love guru with a 555 in my numerology chart, which is a really great match to your five life paths, which gives us quite a connection, as well as other things in our numerology. You know that I am a numerologist because I have many tools I use, which is so typical of five energy. We're always spinning a lot of plates. And just listening to you share about all the things you're involved in, all the things you have coming up, so typical to the five energy, and I'm not unlike you. it's quite formidable sometimes for us to choose, so we focus sometimes sharply in a channel. But I happen to, after all the decades I've been on this planet, narrow down several modalities that I practice and I bring to bear in the practice that I do as a, I think the best title for me at the moment is spiritual love guru. And love is what really, they say, runs the world. It's the highest vibration we know how to connect to of God. And, you know, as a segue into what we're going to be speaking about today, I just love recalling what Jimi Hendrix said back in the day, and you and I were there, and he said, this is now the time to shift from the love of power to the power of love. Such a beautiful message for us to feast our awareness on at a time when we're feeling a little out of sorts. Even those of us who, you know, try to stabilize ourselves with meditation, yoga, prayer, we're spiritual beings in any shape, way, or form, and we use that as our foundation. We're being thrown right now with the turbulence, the chaos, and here in Seattle with CHOP and all the contentiousness and disharmony that we feel in the atmosphere. Some of us are feeling at odds, a little sad at times, a little depressed, COVID, you know, on top of us. Just the thing of having to wear masks outside is difficult. Nobody wants to breathe more and more carbon dioxide with a mask on too long. And I had a friend who encapsulated this time period, and I want to share it with your listeners because it's just so, to me, truthful and dovetails into what everything you're talking about and takes it further. We are currently experiencing a multi-layered release and reset. Some of you will feel sorrow, grief, and a desire to avoid life. This is the wall of separation you need to break through. Reach out, breathe. It is energetic. Rebirth is now. Wow. That's all it is. And you and I were talking the other day, Ted, about how this is in the astrology and in the numerology. Astrologically, you told me about it. Then I looked into it a little more because I'm not an astrologer. I'm a numerologist, but I love astrology too. And by the time we get to August 6th this summer, six planets will be in retrograde simultaneously, as well as Chiron, this other little planet that a lot of people don't know much about, will be there as well with this. So seven planets plus Chiron, all in retrograde simultaneously. What this boils down to is that it's a chance for us to shift and transform and go more into our very, very deep roots of our being, to allow ourselves to align more to where we position ourselves in terms of ascension, fifth dimension, enlightenment, awakening, or not. And then the turbulence will be greater for those that resist attunement, atonement. And the Jews even have the Day of Atonement, the Rosh Hashanah, I think it is, atonement, atonement, that's what it means. So, you know, it's rife throughout all cultures and all spirituality, this theme of attunement, atonement, becoming one with the Creator, if you will, or Source, God, whatever we call it, whatever people choose to call it. So I thought today would be a wonderful day to utilize some of the things I bring to bear, the numerology, coaching for clients that are either in a relationship, they want to attract their soulmate, or they're married, because I coach a lot of married people. I'm really passionate about helping people, if they can, save a marriage, because it's all about love, don't you know? And I think in our culture, with so much stress on us, we sometimes throw these things that are so valuable away needlessly. And if you have the right help, it's really golden. And also, if you're in a relationship, many of us still knee-jerk react back to third-dimensional practices and habits. And what I am teaching is the fourth and fifth dimensional way to communicate and be in relationship. And I love that because it's stepping into the new.
Sure. I want to add something here. If we could back up just a little bit, there is some good news. Sure. And that's that. Yeah. President Kennedy told me that recently, that the amount of quantum light, I mean, the good, in other words, good energy coming from this planet had increased from like 65% to 85% during the last 6 months. So I know it's been a hard time for everybody, but he said that it's people having, you know, I know it's a hard time for a lot of people, but overall it's brought out a lot of goodness in people, believe it or not. That's what he told me anyway.
Well, gosh almighty, all these things are so, you know, there's so much synchronicity, because this perfectly dovetails once again into what I wanted to share in terms of a channeling that I listened to. It's it was done a little over a year ago by Kryon. Now, Kryon is a being that is channeled by Lee Carroll. And I'm not going to comment very much on you know, how I personally feel or am involved with channeling or not, but I think many of the messages are so beautiful and captivating. Who cares? They're gorgeous, mm-hmm. and there's truth. Mm-hmm. And I sure. love to go wherever there's truth and love. And so you opened, in your opener today, you had this amazing story about this healing with the woman in Mount Shasta. And sure. the message from Kryon about healing and the energies that allow for that, and the light that you talked about going so much higher. He talked about that over a year ago. And I just want to share a couple of quick things because it's so uplifting. And he said full body healing doesn't just mean in the organs and the mental. It means healing the past. And it's a powerhouse we can work with. However, he said right now, very profound healers among us have quit healing because they quit getting the signal. They're holding on to the old. He said the confluence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the confluence of togetherness with your own consciousness, and you just know what to do. But for some healers, the knowingness feels like it vanished. And he said there isn't coherence anymore, and some are feeling frightened and depressed about it. Not all, but this is happening. He said it's all centered around that in the last few years, hello, here we go, more light is coming in. And then he said for some, the ability disappeared for you because you didn't stay tuned to the channel that changed. He said the frequency broadcast to the healer.
Interesting.
The frequency broadcast to the healer is now more full spectrum. It's extremely more multidimensional than the old one that was sequestered to one thing or one channel. He said truth has changed frequencies on the radio. Okay, here we are on the radio. And we're
positioning
frequencies, okay? Broadcasting of frequencies. But as far as the healing frequencies, the healers who are a little bit lost temporarily, he said you just need to tune to the right station. You're still tuning into the wrong one because so much change so fast and so rapidly and so much more fully into multidimensionality. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
and,
that's amazing.
So the paradigm has to change. He said it's enormous. If you're not ready to attune to the enormity of it, you just trick and think it stopped. It didn't. It didn't stop at all. It simply moved. It moved. So he said, go into your wisdom place. Go into meditation. Allow yourself and ask to be led into the new. He said, then you're ready for a new frequency and you can continue. Fear stops you. Ability to sense frequencies outside of anything you experience in 3 or 4D. Allow yourself to get into the fifth dimensional frequency, looking at and working with the multidimensionality. So here's what he also said. Your relationship to the Creator is your toolkit as a healer. And that so many people stay stuck in their system. He said, you don't have to anymore right now. Clear the room, clear your tools, and spend time on these kinds of things. The light is so full now, and you move as a Merkaba. Your very presence clears. You walk into the room, and darkness leaves. Your challenge that you're tested with, but you won't work with if you keep fear. The darkness can be gone. You need to get out of there and move on with it. The wind is at your back. Now you've arrived on a planet that's got your name on it. You're going to carry the load for a while. After that, others will study your methods. He's, oh, this is so exciting in view of this COVID stuff. Diseases of today will not be the diseases of tomorrow. The cellular structure starts to vibrate higher. Now, see, this is a little to me, a little hint. We want to stay away from COVID, not be afraid of COVID. Keep your vibration super high. Ask yourself, this is me talking now, okay? Ask yourself through the day, is this decision, it can even be something as simple as what food you're going to put in your mouth. Are you having a craving to go for junk food because it's easy and fast and you're really hungry and you didn't get food ready in time? Or will you really take the time, drink a bunch of water to tell your hunger to calm down, and make yourself a salad with all kinds of hybrid vibrational food in it. So we can ask ourselves at any, all through the day, I think we really need to do this to stay on top of things. Ask yourself, is this a third dimensional decision or a fifth dimensional decision? That's going to help all of us attune more to the light in little ways, which all add up and become big things. Now, he said the old energy disease cannot attach itself to a higher vibrating corporeal structure. Some of the diseases wiping you out today won't even exist tomorrow because they can't. They can't even get
interesting.
In. There will be dark pockets and low consciousness, he says, has to go somewhere, but it will clear. When you
go in, expect always
what had, he said, you know, be careful about limiting the results and being stuck. So I have more to share that's a crescendo, but did you have a question?
No. Go ahead. Go ahead, Deborah. Yeah.
Okay.
Just go ahead.
Okay. I want to go to the crescendo because this is thrilling and we need thrilling. So it's just that our expectations limit results. Look at what you do and expect it to double. Right now, efficiency and healing, he said, can double. Healers, medical intuitives, all be doubling now, today. But he said, in the future, it'll be 10 times. Now, this is the crescendo. When we have 10 times the power we have today to attune and have our healing energy amp, he said, that's when the hospitals will pay attention. That's where this is going. He said, someday you're going to have the allopathic, the spiritual, the metaphysical, all working together, depending on what works for who, but it will all be acceptable because it will be shown to all work together. Not that allopathy is no good. It's good. He knows that it's good, but it's going to have a new paradigm that's sort of like, you could think of it as conscious homeopathy. You hear an instruction from high consciousness of the human being. That will be you. You can try self-healing first and then take it to others. The realization is you cannot stay the same. Be open. Every door of the future is a benevolent door. That's the promise for us moving higher. Every door will be a benevolent door. If it's non-malevolent, people won't feel to deal with it. Non-malevolence will go away quickly. Solutions that had no solution before will happen because you have more light. You're not a victim of this planet. Higher consciousness means things are thinner with the veil. The spiritual component is everything. Instead of trying to get rid of you because of they're afraid of you, like the medical profession is afraid of healers, they will, at that time, you know, the kind of healings you talked about with the lady in Mount Shasta, those, he said, will become commonplace. It will happen all over all the time with frequency and won't be an oddity. And he said the doctors will want to emulate you and they will sit at your feet. He said, as a mentor, you will say, hey, guys, here's how it works.
You know,
now that is uplifting.
Yeah. And that's an interesting perspective you said, because as the vibrations of the planet rise, many of the diseases that we have now in third dimension simply will not exist in the higher dimensions. That's really a wonderful thought. In our history, in the United States anyway, in the 50s, we had a chance from a very positive being named Valiant Thor, who visited with President Eisenhower in 1957. And he offered to get rid of all diseases on the planet. Eisenhower was in favor of it, but Vice President Nixon was against it. Because Nixon knew a lot of people in the medical profession. He thought they would all be out of work if we all became a healthy planet. That's the story I heard anyway. But it's nice that I think it's our destiny to become a healthy planet and an ascended planet. And we're coming. We're getting there slowly but surely. So,
right. And what we can see in our lifetime, who knows? But we have to come out and do our best right now and gently resist falling into sadness, and we do, but we can pick ourselves up again. I mean, I was tearing up the other day, just, you know, looking at what was going on, looking at it solidly in the face, and I was just in a space where I had some tears, and I thought to myself, well, you know, I need to make a list. I'm going to be on Ted's show with him, and I'm going to make a list of some of the things to remind ourselves of things that we can do to do better, to feel better. So is this a good time to share some of that?
Yeah, positive things. Yeah, positive things would be good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, all the positive things. It's a lot of it's reminding ourselves what to do. Mm-hmm. As soon as we get down on that down elevator, the trick is decide, okay, what's fifth dimensional? What's
yeah,
going to get
right.
me more there? So, of course, right. it goes without saying, but we're going to say it. I have found myself, Ted, and I don't know if you found this true about yourself, but I mm-hmm. have found myself going back to my meditation roots more and practicing mm-hmm. meditation more regularly instead of getting so mm-hmm. busy. Oh, I can skip it today, mm-hmm. skip it today. No, what's all happened? And I'm mm-hmm. telling you, it's at this time to practice more regular and frequent meditation, like maybe even twice a day. Mm-hmm. It's
sure.
It's at this time, it's like no meditation we've ever had before. Are you finding
sure.
that or what? And you're
yeah,
hearing
yeah.
other people saying the same thing?
Yeah, well, what I'm getting, it's important to spend time in nature if you can, and also using this time to get as much peace and solitude as you can, because all the answers, I'm told by my spirit friends on the other side, are always within. So meditation does help. And in the new higher dimensions, being busy in the third dimension won't be as important as some people think it is now.
No, and we're getting support not only astrologically coming this summer, mm-hmm. but numerologically. Mm-hmm. July is a month of seven, and what's seven about? It's about sometimes having an energy to pull us into our woman cave or our man cave. And cave time means reflectivity and introspection, mm-hmm. meditation. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. the seven energy can be dramatic, so we get to choose. Same thing with the astrology. We can choose if we want to go and get caught in the drama and the chaos with the mm-hmm. change, and mm-hmm. or if we want to go in and be spiritual, intuitive, and balanced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Seven is mm-hmm. a time of when people can either choose, I'm going to either thank God or think I'm God. So think I'm God is where everyone's stuck in the ego, and how is that playing out on the world
sure.
stage?
Sure.
Or
sure.
the humility part is the mm-hmm. surrender. And learning, mm-hmm. learning the lesson and surrendering, which side do we want to be on? So that's numerologically, it's all there for us coming up. And
sure.
so meditate, pray, spiritual practice. On my list was being in nature. One of my great gurus that I love in my life, he made it very clear. He said, you can hardly have a negative thought in nature. If you think mm-hmm. about that, when you go out on your forays into nature, which you love, and it's
right.
really good to balance seven energy in July. Don't you find that it's almost impossible to have a negative thought?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's very difficult. It's very
yeah.
difficult.
Yeah, so Nate, going in nature,
difficult.
That's really top of the list. And then
I
exercise, go ahead, hon.
Yeah, I wanted to, if you don't mind, I've got some questions people have emailed me about numerology and finding your sweetheart. And you talk about, like, my... And it's always fun to talk about that. So if you could just teach people some useful tools, like my life path is a five and everybody's life paths
right.
are different. But if you're and sometimes you're amazing because you're able to, like, if one person has one number, another person has a different number, and often their conflicts are related to the different life paths and numbers that they don't even know anything about, but yet they act them out. Could you explain a little bit about that, if you could, for people?
Well, sure. And just in general, for people that aren't very familiar with numerology, because a lot of people are with astrology, numerology is to me a science. It's a divination mm-hmm. tool, but it's a science of right. numbers. And
uh-huh.
it's the type I do is called Pythagorean numerology, and it's
mm-hmm.
based on the work of Pythagoras, who people know as a famous mathematician and philosopher in ancient Greece about 2,500 years ago. But he's the one that popularized the idea that there's more than mathematics to numbers. They have meaning. And when we put mm-hmm. certain formulas together and then let breathe the meaning of the number as we're taught and as we intuit, which I think to be a really great numerologist and astrologer, it does take the intuitive piece.
Right.
Because anybody can do the formulas, but when you do the reading, that's when the magic is, right?
Okay.
So, but
uh-huh.
let's talk
cool.
about structure and answer your question. So everybody listening, if you want to take a piece of paper and a pen, then I want you to write down your birthday number, your numbers, the month, the day you were born, and the year you were born. You can take a calculator or your brain if you're good at it and anymore.
Okay.
Calculators and computers
sure.
have taken over. Okay, so you take yeah. your first digit, Okay. And okay. Let's say that's a three. You take the mm-hmm. three, and you were born on the 14th. So then you go 3 plus 1, and then you go plus 4, and let's say the year was 1956. Then you go plus mm-hmm. 1, plus 9, plus 5, plus 6. You add up all the numbers as they go across in a row from left to right of your birthday numbers,
mm-hmm.
and then you come up with a number. There are other ways to calculate it, but that's the famous one. Okay.
Okay.
And when I'm
okay.
trying to pull forward a master number, okay, mm-hmm. then there's other calculations I do than that to pull uh-huh. forward a master number, which is significant and tells us more deeply about the person. There's a lot more nuance into it with
right.
different master numbers. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. And speaking of master numbers, it's interesting that both Joe Biden and Donald Trump in their life path number, which is the most powerful number in the chart and says mm-hmm. more about you than any other number, both of them are master numbers. Biden is a master 11, which spiritually speaking is a messenger of spirit and light. And Donald Trump is a master 22, which is master teacher, master builder. And he has certainly been a master builder. And mm-hmm. Joe Biden actually, maybe in his prime more than what people seem to be feeling now about him from reports I get, is that he has gifts in of divine intuition in terms of uplifting people, encouraging them in his own way. Throughout his life, he must have had impassioned times when he was very moving to people because it's in his numbers. And I wanted mm-hmm. to talk, you know, before we end the call, if or the, you know, our broadcast here, I've done an extensive chart on both of them, and I have some things to say about who may be elected president and why and some details about that if you want to go there.
It's up to you. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too political, but yeah. But yeah, just from it's interesting from your own perspective of what the numbers
from my own perspective as a numerologist, because mm-hmm. it's another thing that is causing so much turbulence. Because mm-hmm. of the intense power struggle at this time in an election year. And mm-hmm. anytime we feel better, we show up better in our relationship. So I just mm-hmm. thought I'd bring some clarity to that through the window of numerology, if that was something on that could be. But one of the things I've done, Ted, in the last year and a half is I keep getting certifications because, you know, no matter how old we are, it never ends. We keep learning and growing. And I keep bringing mm-hmm. new things to my practice. And I just jumped into healing and becoming, I had no idea I had so much there as far as a healer. And when I look at my numerology chart, it does show healing hands, but I don't necessarily use my hands on people. I'm not that kind of a healer, but I got some certifications because I thought that was important to my professionalism. Mm-hmm. And I'm a certified emotion code practitioner and a certified body code practitioner. And it really helps my clients because I can help them release deep held emotions. You know, feelings buried alive never die. And it creates mm-hmm. a blockage. And our limiting beliefs in our subconscious is what contributes to people saying, I just don't seem to find my soulmate. They've been through two or three divorces, or they've been single in their 40s or 50s, never been married, or they just keep repeating a pattern. Marrying the same kind of person, and they can't seem to break out of it. This many
right.
times has to do with the energy blockages in our electromagnetic field. So I work deeply with that to help release packed in emotion and baggage and help restructure the subconscious so that the limiting belief is gone by the parts that I do as a body code practitioner working with the electromagnetic field. We work with something called despair anchors, something called saboteur weapons that can be blockages, allergies to ideas, an idea allergy, a memory field that is blocking. And all these things energetically can be smoothed out, released, gotten rid of so that the energy flow is different and we become more who we are and cease being who we are not, which is congested mm-hmm. with all these frequencies that are nothing more than energy blockages, but they don't help define who we are. But we come 80-some to 90-some percent of the time out of our subconscious when we engage life. That's pretty big. So I think for the sake of healthy, conscious relationship, which is what I help people become more of and do and practice, then it requires healing. So whether you do it with emotion and body code, or you do the EFT tapping, Sedona method, healing codes, and on it goes, emotional release is critical to happy, healthy relationships, drawing your soulmate, and surviving these times, and becoming a more light. Because every time you release this stuff, if the technique is good, automatically light of the Creator comes in and just automatically takes its place. So important to dream what we want, remain fifth dimensional, practice the things that help us become more fifth dimensional, and we're going to notice an uptick in our relationships and our ability to attract that soulmate, that just right person. I mean, how could we not? If we're working on becoming more the authentic person we are, and then we practice techniques using the laws of attraction, which I teach, and you teach as well, actually, Ted. This beautiful teaching you have about the rose, and I teach an inner yogic technique to draw the soulmate, as well as some prayer, and then outward coaching. And, you know, so there's many modalities that can be brought to bear so that you work the laws of attraction and can shorten that process, because I truly believe God helps those who help themselves.
That's true. That's true. That's like, true, Deborah.
What are we going to manifest? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to ask you, let's say people out there now have gotten their numbers from their birth dates. And what did each of the numbers, they all boil down to a single digit. Is that right? Like from 1 to 9? Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
And what is that? What does each number mean? I mean, like, I've got a 5 life path. But what does each number mean? And are there certain numbers which are, like, for finding a sweetheart or a soulmate, are certain numbers better than others for a particular person?
Yes, there are numbers that are love numbers. Okay? So the best and highest and most positive love number is a 2.
2.
Okay?
Okay.
Look, the Valentine's Day comes in the month of February. That's the second month of the year. It's a 2 month. There's so much synchronicity to all this stuff. And the other number that would be a rival to the 2, the reason that 2 is a love number is, okay, every number has negatives and positives and, you know, gradations in between, extreme positive, extreme negative. You could also say higher frequencies, lower frequencies. And so we all want to aspire to our higher frequencies because that's altogether more enlightened, right? So with the number 2 in the higher frequencies, it's a number of love, understanding, peace, harmony, and cooperation. It's a number of mediation. Mediators who are good at it are our people who can take two opposing viewpoints and come up with a beautiful solution to merge the two. And they take opposite values and bring them into a harmonic place. People that have a lot of 2 energy sometimes are very good judges, you know, in the court system. And, you know, 2s run away from contentiousness. They hate contentiousness. So sometimes it's hard with my 2s. If they don't have enough energy in terms of being good communicators, they'll go and run and hide from contentiousness and not deal with it. So then they have a relationship that becomes avoid, escape, make nice. Avoid, escape, make nice. Avoid, escape, make nice. And they think just because they don't fight, their relationship is healthy. It's not. They're stuffing.
I see.
They're avoiding. And it becomes dull. And it can be the beginning of the end of a relationship if they don't, you know, start to deal with what they need to heal it. So heal their self and the relationship.
How about a 3?
The other number is a 6. 6 is the other number that's a love number because 6s are the nurturers. There are nurturers, and they have to be careful about being codependent. Both 2s and 6s have to be careful about being codependent.
I see. Okay. Okay. I thought we'd just run up the numbers like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, et cetera, real quick, if you don't mind, just briefly.
Let's just go through the numbers. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Just go through the numbers.
So,
yeah.
1. Okay. If you have a life path number, if all you people that did our exercise that we talked about, if you have a life path 1, that's about, being a fighter, being wanting to win, wanting to go for the gold, wanting to be an Olympian. It's also the consummate number of leadership. You have leadership, and it can also bring healing hands. The 2 we talked about, 3 is a number of communication. the people who are our threes are our consummate communicators. They're the ones who have a good bounce. Okay, sometimes when a three has a breakup in love, they never get over it. I mean, it takes them longer than other numbers to get over it, but really they're the ones that communicate the best and are very emotionally literate. Three is a creative number, and they think positively. They have a good bounce when they're ready, and they're bright, happy, and celebratory. You know, they're very social. And then a four, fours, we need our fours. They're the manifestors. Four and eight are manifestor numbers. They're pragmatic, kind of like Capricorn. They're pragmatic, practical. They love knowledge, and they're very grounded. There are people that tend to be in landscaping and construction, teachers. It's a consummate number of the teacher. Fours teach. They love knowledge, and they love sharing knowledge with others. And they love having their financial ducks in a row. Five, which you are, Ted, that is a number of change. It's a number of progressiveness. It's a mental number, and fives are progressive that want change, and let's not be too comfortable with the status quo. The consummate thing, that I think the bottom line of a five is freedom. They love freedom. They love movement, change, freedom, and they are the most of any number in numerology, the most allergic to a boss.
All right.
Five energy, they get very antsy with being told what to do. They hate it. The six, good for a home-based business, because six is a money attraction number as well as five. Six and eight are all money attract numbers, but eight's the kahuna on that. However, six is a money attract number. Six can be magnetic, reaching out. They're very big on hearth, home, and family. Six is a beautiful, creative number like the three, and they have big hearts, enormous hearts, and they're very nurturing, and they have to be careful because they tend to overdo it, and they want to fix every little birdie with its broken wing. And they can sometimes carry people instead of just care for them, and that we call codependent. So there's a place to learn your boundaries about saying no if you're a six. It's also a wonderful number for a home-based business, a cottage industry, or being in a business where you treat your employees like family. Seven is a number that is the faith seeker. People who have a seven can really go far spiritually. It is a spiritual number, but again, I mentioned about how seven is a number where people can either think, sevens can either thank God or think they're God. They have a big choice to go inner and be more spiritual in their life, or go outer into the ego and create some chaos and imbalance in their life. Water balances seven. So if you're a seven life path, know that water, I don't care if you take a long bath, if you kayak, you scuba dive, if you go on a vacation, and vacations are wonderful for sevens, especially near water. Make your vacation near water and get in the water. Go swimming.
Okay.
Not probably with the sharks. Swim with the dolphins. So number eight is the executive number. Eights tend to run companies. They're large and in charge. They're big. They're high-powered. And if they're in the positives of the number, they tend to have a concern that will be beneficial. They attract to a concern that's beneficial to make humanity better and progressive.
Okay.
Eights are phenomenal manifestors and a money number. Nine is the kahuna of – it takes in the energy of all the numbers. It's a number of the humanitarian. So if you have a lot of nines in your chart, you're highly spiritual. It's the God number, the consummate number for enlightenment, and the number of completion, finishing, ending. It can be a death number, finishing up things, and it's a number that wherever it's placed in the chart can be about letting go of all that does not serve you and beckoning you to go to the next level for a rebirth and success. As success can be completion of many years of something, like somebody finally gets the Oscar in a personal year of nine if they're an actor.
You probably just
consummate humanitarian.
Okay, you probably just summarized and encapsulated decades of research and knowledge in just a few minutes. Thank you.
I tried to boil it down, but I think that's going to help people that found out what their life path number is. By adding up all those numbers in their birthday, that is their life path number. And again, it's the most powerful number in the chart and says more about us than any other number. And I think you can see how this helps me with coaching for love and coaching couples that are having troubles, because in a few minutes I can look at their chart, and I do them very fast, and I do them sometimes more extensively and prepare before the client comes. But I can see what's going on between them, how they're communicating. I can see it all before they even walk in, so we get just cut to the chase and deal with the real. Numbers don't lie, Ted. They don't lie. They're accurate.
That's true.
When they're
That's
read
true.
Properly.
That's true. What does the year 2020 mean numerologically? Would you add up all the numbers and be a four? Yeah.
Great question, Ted. Absolutely. Okay. Delete the zeros. They're not used, obviously. And there's two twos left. So 2 + 2 = 4. We're in a world year of 4.
Okay.
Okay.
And that would be, taking my notes here, that's a manifestation. Is that right?
Yeah. Manifester and teacher.
Okay.
The fours are the ones who take the visions of the visionaries and help it get real, because they're the practical, pragmatic, feet on the ground. They're not Peter Pans. They're not prone to be dreamy-eyed. They also can be very blunt. They're the people that can really hurt other people in relationships if you have a lot of four energy, because they speak. They go, I was just speaking my truth. I was just saying, you know, tell it like it is. And that's what's so hard with people about President Trump, because he tells it like it is, but he ruffles feathers.
So
four energy, but it can be provocative and force change, but it can throw sideways the ultra sensitive.
And in
relationship, they also can be controlling, and they also can be my way or the highway and inflexible. Sure. So that's hard for people that flex all over the place, like you and me with all our five energy. If we get 4 and 5 is the most contentious mix in all of numerology, I believe. I would say it's the worst combo, 4 and 5, but it can be the most growth provoking.
So if one partner relationship is 4 and the other one's a 5, be prepared, right? But it's useful to know these distinctions, right?
Yeah, and the example of that was Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, 4 and 5 energy, hello.
Interesting.
She had 4 energy placed in a certain way, and he had 5 energy placed in a or she had 5 energy in a certain way, and he was 4. He's more traditional. Let's ground the energy. Look, Jennifer Aniston was just perfect for all that. But then he got antsy and bored, and he did that movie, and then the rest is history, and then they eventually didn't make it. I'm a 555 out of 6 core numbers. My husband's a 44 out of 6 core numbers. It's not our life path numbers. Our life path numbers are a natural match. That's the highest grade I give in numerology. But we have had a lot of turbulence. But in the process of it, it was perfect for us, because we leaned each other into the grinding stone of life, and out of it came heaven, because we both went to work. That's the problem with relationships, is when both partners don't go to work on the relationship with the same passion and devotion and dedication to personal growth for themselves and accountability. And when two people are in with passion to grow, you can create heaven together with any combination of numbers.
We've got about a minute and a half left. And I wanted to tell you that, so that we don't run at the end and suddenly, you know, we've lost you. Could you give out your website, please? Because you do wonderful work for people, and like for people to get a hold of you if they like.
Oh, yeah, sure. Use my name, www.deborahstelfox.com. And Deborah is D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Stelfox is S-T, like in Tom, E-L. FOX, like a red fox, DeborahStelfox.com.
And you can get
a 15-minute free consult with me by going on my website and scheduling it.
Now, you'll be coming as part of my new spiritual center I'm establishing. It'll either be mid-August or mid-September. It kind of depends upon when the state opens up fully. I think you could do it now, but I'm not sure. But anyway, I'll be talking more about that later on another show. But I want to thank you so much for all your beautiful work. You really know how to help people, Deborah, and you have so much wisdom. And thank you so much for sharing it with all my listeners today.
Well, thank you so much, Ted, for appreciating me and my work and inviting me to your show, so that together, hopefully, we could share some love all around to your beautiful listening audience. Thank you, Ted.
Oh, well, my pleasure. Well, thank you so much again, Deborah. And next
You're
hour,
welcome,
I'm
here.
bringing Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Deborah. Next hour, I'm bringing on Joseph Anthony. He's from Sedona, Arizona. He's one of America's best astrologists. And I hope you all can listen. He'll be coming on in just a few minutes.